Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
Okay, hi, welcome to Nerd Talk Plus, our weekly deeper dive, blah, blah, blah. Brandon's not here because he's, like, kids in the hospital or some dumb answer like that. I'm just kidding.
Boo.
Brandon couldn't join us this week because he's got two sick kids, and so, and you know how that is. Perhaps if you have ever had a young kid and they get sick, it's very scary, and even if they're fine. So, we'll have him next week, but I'm Gregor, host of Nerd Talk mornings on 107.7 The End in Seattle and all the way across the country, a teacher of radio.
Oh, my God.
A real titan in our industry. It's East Coast Siege. Hi, buddy.
Hey, what's going on, buddy?
Last time we talked to you, you hadn't had your head cut off yet. And I got to tell you, the body that they found for it looks almost identical. I mean, it matches to the tattoos, everything. It's real nice.
I mean, I enjoy this actual body. I wish I had a head replacement and all the gook inside there. Yeah. I really don't like the thoughts and the dreams and the emotions and everything that come along with this one. So if I could have had a full, like, actual head replacement, I definitely would have been A-okay with that.
Yeah, absolutely. If they could have just uploaded the good parts and then to the, you know, cloud, and then reprogrammed the new head with that and left out the, you know, the butt, like, stuff,
like,
then.
Like, no, leave the butt stuff.
Oh, no, leave that in. I'm sorry.
What are you talking about? It's like Apple, when you upgrade the phone and you bring in yours and you just kind of lay them next to each other with the Bluetooth or whatever, and it just downloads whatever you got in the cloud. I'm like, yeah, do that, but just leave.
Minus the viruses.
Yeah, yeah. Like, Eternal Sunshine me for, like, half of the stuff.
Yeah. And, like, you know, if you could be the judge of it, if you could be the one that decided what the stuff that you keep is or you don't keep.
Oh, man, that would be so good. That would be so good. I watch Eternal Sunshine, like, as I go to sleep at night, just about every other night.
You know how I know you're a liar? It's because you don't sleep, so...
That's
you,
true. Well, when I do sleep, I watch it, so...
You have, like, the sleep schedule. If your sleep job was, like, train yard worker, where you're, like, 3 days off and 4 days on.
Yeah. Like, I'm like a longshoreman, but I don't go anywhere.
Just the deep recesses of your bedroom with the lights out. Yeah.
I really
so it was a holiday season. I won't say it was good or bad or whatever. And here we are in 2024 and all that. So I saw that like a business with a Christmas tree up still. And I was like,
come on, man.
It's like, it's one thing if it's my house and I'm lazy. It's not. I don't have a Christmas tree up. But it's like, it's one thing if you like... It's in your own home. But this is, like, how weird. You're just going to leave it up till next year? And I'm not one of those people. I don't really care what you do. But, like, it just seems odd.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure someone's still got their Christmas palm decorated in Florida, right?
Oh, yeah. They leave those up because, I mean, they honestly just look like giant parts shooting stuff. And high fructose porn syrup. Yeah, so you can leave those up year round. Plus, it's so hard to climb a palm tree. Have you ever tried climbing a palm tree? You
gotta have no, like, but I've skills. Watched the when I was in Tucson. I watched the Mexican guys do it. They were awesome at it.
And, yeah.
They have like the, and it's like they like walk up it sort of, but then they also have like the what do you call the people that work on the power lines?
Yeah, like the belt sort of deal.
Yeah, where you like scoot the belt up and then you walk up a few steps and you scoot the belt up a little bit more and like almost like a lumberjack kind of, but like on a palm tree full of scorpions.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Cool. And tarantulas.
So, small changes happening for the pod, and I doubt anyone would notice, and so me talking about it is odd, but we're entering yet another season. I think it's season 3 or 4 of Nerd Talk Plus, the 300s. So, wait, what was the 200s, right? That's the episode.
Yeah, the last one was like 200-something.
Oh, okay, so we're entering the 300s now. I do it like a television show where the first number is the... so we haven't done 200-and-something episodes.
Yeah, that's right.
I think we did 35 last year.
Something
not
like
great
that.
Considering there's 52 weeks.
Like,
yeah, but that's how it goes.
I mean, we got stuff to do.
Yeah, so I just want to like... We're just cleaning it up a little bit and getting things prepared to maybe try a little harder in 2024. It's not that I want to try harder. It's that I want to reach more people. I want to like... connect with people and be silly and have fun. And I've been thinking a lot about something that you told us off air about how your dad laughs at the fact that like you're the chuckle track behind the two idiots talking all the time. And I don't think that's very appropriate or nice or whatever. I know you're the newest guy to the pod, but it certainly doesn't feel like you're any less a member or anything. I hope.
Oh,
you
no, I think it's
either.
Just I think it's just because like when we record more often than not, you guys being in Seattle and me being in South Florida, we start at maybe 8 o'clock your time. That's 11 o'clock my time. So I kind of scurry off and like compress my whole studio back into like a bedroom. And all he can hear is because my laugh is just like over the top. So all he hears is the laugh from just the other end of the room. And it's like just quiet in the house and dark. And then all of a sudden, it's just, yeah. So that's all he hears.
He hears Santa Claus, evidently. So that's nice. But so a couple things that I've been thinking a lot about for the pod is that one, I never know which direction to take it because there's my personality, the way that I exist on the radio in Seattle and on the Odyssey app. Like, I'm fun and positive with a little snide remark here and there or whatever. But the way I exist in real life is, like, much darker than that. Like, our Instagram is our chat.
Yeah. Wow.
It's dirtier than that. And so, like, I never know if I'm, like, if I want to be accessible to parents in the car with their kids, like, we got to leave, like, the double dildo talk out of it, right? That's the name of our chat, by the way. I'm not just saying
double dildo robot Brandon.
Thank you. Yeah, like, I feel like we got to leave that out. But then, like, we get laughing so hard.
Yeah.
When we don't think about that stuff. And the only limitation I put on it is swearing.
Yeah.
And so this is in the new year, we're not going to be doing the live stream on the Odyssey app anymore. That's something where I was like, it wasn't paying off the time commitment for the amount of return that we were getting. And so we're just going to focus on the pod. And with the pod, we have a lot more on the live stream too. We could have, but I chose not to. With the pod, we have a lot more freedom to kind of do whatever we want because frankly, it's the Wild West of digital airwaves and no one's really listening to us. And so I saw a thing from Rick Rubin, and maybe we've talked about this before, and he's just one guy, but he was like, don't ever think about the audience, just make cool stuff, and your audience will find you.
Yep.
So, but then what does it come down to? Maybe you can speak to this a little bit, Siege, but like, what if there's an audience I'm actively interested in? How did we fit the art, used loosely, that we do here?
Oh no, that's, we are art. I will stand up for that because what we do is, you know, we may not think of it at
centaur
the time
jokes.
As be, yes, centaur jokes. We may not think of it like in real time, but like what we do is we have fun and we are all, whoa, hello. Did I lose you?
No, I'm here. No.
Okay, cool. Never mind. Who is that? Oh, sorry. I was getting a phone call from a Stacy. I don't know who Stacy is.
Hey, Stacy.
And she took over my screen. But hi, Stacy. Shout out to Stacy.
Yeah.
anyway, yeah, what we do is art because like it's basically improv, live improv. It's real people having real conversations, making jokes in real time while also kind of staying on the given topic of nerd culture.
Yeah.
And, you know, whatever headline comes up that day or that week that we choose to, you know, write down if we choose to write anything down. But
I do.
But I mean, like, it's, you know, this is fun stuff. And there's one thing that as the foremost authority in creating and teaching podcasts in America at Connecticut School of Broadcasting. One of the things that I actually teach people, like when they're starting a podcast, is there are two ways that you can go. There are two schools of thought about this. And one of the guys teaches be as broad as possible, be as big and open to whatever audience there is as possible. Don't take any stands. Don't feel one way about this or another way about this. And you will have a collective group of vanilla people listening to you in droves. And I'm like,
great.
That sounds amazing. I really want to be on that pod all the time. And then there's the way that I teach it, which genuinely gets people more excited.
Yeah.
And it's find something that you actually like. And that you actually like to talk about and your niche will come to you. You know, people will find you because people search what they like and it comes up. I mean, you can have a whole bunch of like tags, like on our title or any other title of any other pod that I do.
It looks great.
Yeah, I love it. And it's just a thing that, you know, easier way for people to find you, but talk about what you love, because that comes out in what you're doing. And if you're actually excited about it, people want to listen to that yeah. and have good audio. And that's really all there is to it.
Yeah. My current motto, and I got to stop saying it this way because I don't necessarily like it, but I'm like, ¿por qué no los dos for everything? Why yeah. not both?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think it would be any huge leap to find out that my, you know, punk rocker Greg, the kid that used to be, and the opinionated man that I am now, like, you could probably guess my politics pretty easily and guess yeah. my stands. And, like, but there's also no reason to, like, as the great Michael Jordan said, you know, they buy sneakers too.
Yep.
he used other words, but the idea being, like, why not be professional enough to say hilarious things without having to constantly overstep? And when you do overstep, then it's hilarious and you don't apologize. You just, yeah. This is a comedy podcast. This is not meant for any, like, this isn't real talk. It is. Yeah. There's like themes in it and stuff. And that's like a nuance area, a gray area for a lot of things. But like, we're trying to find stupid things to say. And what's genuine about it is the giggles.
Yeah.
That's what's funny. It's not that we mean the, or it, really that any comedian necessarily means what they're riffing about. It's that you're getting the other person to tee hee hee about it. And that,
yes.
I'm not into hurting anyone or to going after anybody. I don't like making fun of people. I'm a no name caller unless it's like someone that deserves it, like Elon Musk. Like if yeah. you're a big public figure, then you're fair game. And people can make fun of me that way. It'll hurt my feelings like crazy, but like I get it. I'm a small public figure of tall stature. So I think about it, and like every day when I'm making Nerd Talk, which is a 60-second feature, I make a couple of them every day, write it, produce it, record and produce it and everything. I have so much fun doing that. But that's not what this is. This is not... Nerd Talk Plus is not the same thing. It's the same ideas, but rather than handling it like, here's the news story I did on Nerd Talk, now talk amongst each other, I think that's limiting. That kind of structure stops us. And so it's about... I think we do a good job, first of all. I'm not trying to say that we don't. I'm just, these are the things I'm considering as we move forward.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is that I like showing up with a story, but like really now it's premise. Here's the premise.
Yeah.
And if I know about it, so I can chime in and be like, well, this is what they said or whatever, you know, or whoever brings a story to the table, like you got to know what you're talking about it so that we can riff on it and someone can be like, well, actually it's about this. And then we can riff on that or whatever. So I think one of the biggest additions that we added last year to Nerd Talk Plus was this, this like make it worse concept, this idea yes. where we like intentionally try to take things too far or whatever. Hold on. Save it. Not yet.
Yeah.
But I think that these types of like, I think that we need to figure out how to provoke one another to talk more about the subjects and the tangents of it than we need specific stories that like you were very nice and I'm very appreciative, so don't think that I'm not grateful. But I was like, I don't really have anything I want to talk about today. And you're like, well, here's 10 things we could talk about. I'm like, yeah, I don't. That's not what I'm looking for. I'm not.
Yeah, no, fine.
I have no, absolutely. It's today is like not a, it's not a, I need to talk about something. It's that I want to like address kind of how I'm feeling about this pod. And Brandon should be here for this to talk about it. But like, also it's not like he doesn't have as much of a say as any of us do in this. Ultimately, yeah. I stick my name on it to like get it out there. But like, I don't, all the things I've ever done, if I'm having fun, I don't care what's going on or who's involved. As soon as I stop having fun, I immediately pull the reins on it because I like want it to be what I want to do or whatever. That's selfish yeah. or whatever. That's how it goes. But as we've gotten to all know each other and respect each other, it doesn't feel like it's a drag to have to figure out how to steer this thing or go. So anyone is welcome to chime in about this. I feel like this has probably been very boring. But
inside baseball. Show yeah. meeting, before the show, during the show.
Yeah, and it's just like, rather than like just showing up and doing different things and being like, hey, we're going to try this thing. It's just like, I think if people understand the process and understand what our goal is for the show, what we're actually trying to do. It helps everybody.
Well, and I think that, to be perfectly honest with, some of the reviews that we've been reading over the past, 6 to 8 months to a year, yeah. Whenever I first jumped on this, I guess it was, March of last year or something, and since I've been reading those reviews, there's just been so many mentions of, I love it because you guys talk. You know, you actually have real conversations, though I don't remember who specifically said it, but I remember one of them was it was something about, sounds like you just sitting at a picnic bench or something like that, talking with my friends and just, kind of just having a go at it. And I know that that's what a lot of people like. Yeah. Some of them might come here for the science part two or the nerd culture part two or the kaiju, whatever. I mean, we talk about so many different things, especially centaurs.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But I mean, the way that we go about it. And I mean, this is not to be too self-flagellating. It's we're all generally funny people and we've got stories that relate to it. And it's just like any conversation that you would have with your friends. It's like, if you start off talking about, oh yeah, that rocket launch was awesome. And then, oh, somebody's got a related story just based off the name of the rocket. You know, it's just,
yeah. Or what were the stuff in the front of that thing? And it's meatballs. Exactly. How do we get there? I'm just an absurdist, and so I just want silly things to happen and to have a good laugh about it and then carry on. What's cool, dude, is that my child is becoming absurd, too, and so he did an improv with me the other day without knowing it, and I stopped everything. It was like, I'm so proud of you. He's at this, delicate age where I'm like, hey, in 5 minutes, we'll go do that, and then he starts crying because he wanted to do it now, and he can't wait 5 minutes. And so, I push his buttons a little bit because dad, or whatever, dad jokes and stuff, and the other day I said a dad joke. And rather than getting mad at me and telling me to be quiet, he said, no, not now. You can be silly later or something like that. And I was like, he took what I said and ran with it rather than shutting me down. But he didn't say no. It wasn't a negative thing. He's like, this isn't the, he was like, oh, we're going to do that in 5 minutes or whatever. Yeah. And then I was so proud of him because rather than putting up resistance, he just let it pass by in this cool way. And I was like, that's how we have fun, dude. Is that you just say stuff and then explore it a little bit. And that's the essence of all of this work, I think, is doing that. So, I would love it if anyone actually, wants to participate. I'd love to hear everyone, and I'd encourage everyone to participate. We have a website to get to all our socials. It's nerdtalkplus.com. I think that we are such a well-rounded group of idiots that...
Yeah, for sure.
That, we all are part of the same Venn diagram, but we all take up different bubbles of it. And so it's amazing to see what comes from this. And I don't want to stifle and I want it to grow. I also want to
build that Venn diagram out.
If only Brandon was here with his whiteboard.
I know.
Damn, Brandon.
Freaking sick children.
I just want to build this thing out and I just want more people to take part in it. I'm so proud of this, and I know that you are too, that this is the only person who can't be proud of it is the guy who's trying to make it in his independent business world. That's Brandon. He's very proud of it, but you'll never see, I'll share it with everybody. You'll tag people on it. You'll never see Brandon with the
never
reshare.
Never see Brandon on it.
The last thing he needs is people coming to hear and finding out what we talk about. But that also concerns me because I do a lot with my kids' school, and if the parents find out who I am and they want to come check it out, a lot of this stuff they probably would not be okay with, the stuff that we get into. And so I worry about my reputation a little bit and what I'm trying to sell. And then are there job opportunities as the next science communicator? Is there another Bill Nye opportunity out there or whatever? Is that that's what I've been building towards for forever, but then I can't help myself making awful jokes. And so it's am I hurting my own career by doing this, or am I enriching my own life? And again, ¿por qué no los dos?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, if I'm being dead on, perfectly honest with you, I feel like this is an outlet that you need to keep yourself sane.
Oh, I 100% agree. We're doing this episode right now because even though it doesn't count towards our,
towards
our episode count, because I just, I need to be able to sit here with you and, just have fun. It's just having fun.
It's been a few weeks, and I was As soon during the pandemic, we lost it. Face popped up. I was just like, yeah, "Oh my god, dude!" It's like I needed to see you so bad.
Yeah, likewise.
It's like it's my first couple days without the whole cage around my neck and everything, and being able to move and my voice, while it sounds super raspy still, I mean, it's finally getting back. Like I wasn't able to talk for a while. They just like went in there with like these two metal claws and yanked everything side to side,
I mean, I understand how they cut off heads, dude. Okay, I get it. Like, it's not rocket science.
It's not as. I mean, I don't know. I mean, you know what parts they put in there? You don't know yet.
That's what they put in there.
I'm officially an experiment because they're using stem cells in me. So,
what?
They actually use.
Do they put cells? Plants in you?
Possibly. Chlorophyll. No. Yeah, they got stem cells. When they were telling me what they did afterwards, I was like, that's not what you said you were going to do beforehand. They were like scraping bone chips, like in little bone spurs off of like any sort of spinal column or whatever they could get their hands on, mixing it up with stem cells and some other stuff. And they put it on top of a cage. Yeah. Doing lines in my bones.
Woo! I'm seeing delicious.
I can only imagine how high you would get off of my bone chips.
Bone chips come with salsa.
I'm willing to go back in and get some shards to like try, but
some shards? I'm sorry. See, this is what happens.
Yeah,
I get one giggle exactly and then I can't stop. And then we get hopefully 21 minutes into this, people that would care have all. Maybe that's it. Maybe we do the 10 minute. 10 minutes of like clean pod. And then we make a disclaimer that like after here, it's all bets are off.
Once you've reached this point.
what we really need, Siege, for real, is a producer. We really need another person that sits here and marks stuff for us and tells us, like, here's all the topics, here's where a funny clip was, here's where this is where it got dirty, and you need to insert the, hi, listeners. Yeah. Like, this is no longer where it's safe for you to listen with your children anymore, that type of thing. See, these are all, and this is how this always comes up, is that, like, we just talk about these things. Oftentimes off air, but like you said, a little inside radio here or inside baseball or whatever.
Yeah, it's like I know we all have like the little mark clip button over here on this recording device.
Yeah, there is one on here, isn't there?
Yeah, right down at the bottom. We can all mark ours individually. So I mean, like, even if we know it, we can just tag it whatsoever. So we know where something is that we have to go and check out. And but I mean,
I wish you knew it's like one more person who was like cool. That got us, but didn't. This isn't how you're supposed to say this, but didn't need the attention. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, absolutely. Like, it's like the off mic person, the person who listens, the kind of, the producer. You know, it's you've always got that person in the front seat who is, you know, just kind of marking things, queuing up stuff. Basically, our board op is what we're looking for, you know.
And then ideally, it would be fun if at the end of the show, if we could be like, okay, it's time for what did we learn this week with producer whatever, and they go, well, you guys are this happened, and my God, never go there. Like, it would be like, it'd be fun if we had someone else, and then we could just laugh about it, and then make giggles, and then go on. This is something to consider.
How many times do we like go through an entire show and we will forget everything that we just talked about? Because that's just how our brains are working, going progress, forward.
Oh, yeah. My whole life is that. I couldn't tell you what either of my nerd talks were about today. And that was hours ago. Yeah, I have no idea. And so I forget immediately. I just like a dump and run. And it's like we will be laughing like where snot is coming out of my nose. Yeah. And it's like, and then I'll be like, what were we laughing about? And I'm like, no, let's go. So
when we started doing the video clips, oh my God, when I was getting those back and hearing some of the stuff that I said, or like Brandon said, or said, like, it's just like the things, it's like, oh my God, how did we miss that? Or how did we not jump on that? And holy hell, not to like slap ourselves on the back, break my arm doing it, but we're some pretty funny dudes. And like, we're just all hitting at the same time. And it's like, we need somebody to like kind of corral us or at least listen to it.
Yeah, just to pay attention.
Not necessarily direct us. Yeah, exactly. Pay attention and mark it.
Well, And I'll put it out there. If there's anybody out there that feels like they could do that, it's an unpaid position. it's purely for fun. If there's anyone who thinks that they could give it a shot, like, we record this on a web interface. And so it would be as easy as logging into a website, and you would just have a window with us, and you could, you know, that's the other thing, is that, like, when we're talking, if there's someone who can give it a goog, as Mark Norman would say, and, like, yeah, look stuff up for us and be like, well, actually it's this, and be like, oh, wow. With three of us, it shouldn't be that hard, because one of us can always be looking. But yeah, it's, the other thing I like about this show a lot is that there's, like, no matter how, what did Brandon call you? Chaotic neutral or something like that?
Yeah,
or,
chaotic what was neutral.
It? It's no matter how, I would say you're chaotic good, actually. I think that that's, like, the more, all see, three of us, I think, also, have good moral character.
Yeah, I think we do. But also there's, like, so many things where it's just like, you're just going to stand there and watch and not do anything about it. Or it's like, well, just kind of let it happen. Kind of enjoy,
yeah, but
the
when
chaos.
It comes down to it, like, none of us is, like, picking fights with people. None of us is, like, trying to be,
oh, yeah, we're not
racist or
evil,
rude or bigoted. Yeah. Like, none of that happens. It's and we wouldn't stand for that either. That's
oh,
the
no,
thing.
Absolutely. So, no,
it's so yeah, there's, like, I think that there's a good moral compass on the show. For
yeah,
the,
absolutely.
Even though we get ridiculous and we say awful things, it's like, it's either tongue in cheek, or it's like, we say it because someone needs to say it because it's a problem, you know, or something, yeah, like that. Or it's like, we're teasing the bad guys or whatever it is. So
yeah, it's it's how I always, like, revert back to, like, comedy writing and stuff like that. I mean, you've got to give some people permission to laugh at the evil stuff. Like, sometimes people will just avoid it for the sake of not riling somebody up. What was it? Anthony Jeselnik, when I was telling you, when I sent you guys that clip, of how he describes it as, there are some people who, there is an art to it. You can talk about hard stuff, but you got to be able to make laughter. You've got to be able to evoke that kind of emotion. That is art. Otherwise, if you're just saying stuff just to say stuff, you're a troll. And there's no trolling on this show. We're not doing stuff just to be jerks. I mean, we may do that in the group chat to Brandon, but
I mean, come on.
but that's fun at that point.
Yeah, it's way to be a statistic, Brandon. God.
Yeah. You and your
Okay, well, I feel good, man.
Whatever it is.
I don't life is hard. And so I don't want this to be difficult. I want it to be ridiculous, and I want people to escape with us while we do it. And I like this when it's not, because it's not, I should say, when it's not forced, because it's not forced, because it's just ridiculous. And I think I'll give you credit, Siege, like, adding you to the roster has helped us tremendously, because you have another person to fill, not fill space, but to, like, to bring creativity, I guess is what you say. Because, like, if there's two people and one person's off, it's like, then one person's got to carry, and that's hard to do for any extended time. So I think it's smart to have done that. And so you've been a good addition. 2023 MVP.
There you go. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that very much. I also think that, you know, like, if I'm being perfectly honest, when you and Brandon started doing it together and you guys were getting silly.
Comedy, you know, not sex. Comedy
or both, whatever. I mean, I like when you guys get
Brandon and I have not had sex. I would like to make that clear. We have Brandon and I have never had sex, okay,
on camera. But there's so many like little spots that all three of us can jump in. We all bring something different, but all can do this, but all have multiple skills of the same type thing. That's why I always want to do that do like an improv comedy thing with you guys. Like, just the brains on the three of us, just like, even like being smart in our different directions and like the different ways that we take things, like, for not for nothing, we're all three of us are somewhat a form of absurdist, and that's definitely what makes things happen better, especially when you start doing stuff like Make It Worse. Or, you know, just any of the fun stuff that we do where it's just, we keep piling on and piling on.
Is there an opening here on the show to try and do a, to try and do a portion of the show that's all improv without preconceived topics? Is there, do you want to come every week with a topic that we can just riff on and have fun and we don't know what it's going to be and you set it up and we go? Or do you want to like Google something, like
source a couple words and like Google something and just like the first thing that would come up, like I'll even just try
just like chat GPT, like what's a good, give us a location, whatever. I'm frustrated, Siege. I wanted to take this improv class that started on Sunday, right? And it was the it was the next quarter of whatever season or whatever they call it. And I didn't sign up. I had it all planned out. And then like one of my friends was going to do it too. And then they're not doing it. And then I went to sign up and it was full. And so I missed the chance to go in and like polish up my skills doing this. And so it's like, I'm hungry to do it, but like I was looking forward to having structured class to like get to the point where I could herald again, you know, like,
yeah,
because that's what, ultimately, Harold is very inside improv or whatever, but it's like ultimately to get those skills going and to be able to like set up a situation and then have fun with it could be a neat thing. So these are all just ideas. If anything resonates with you listening, let us know. Nerdtalkplus.com. It's where all of our socials are. It's not about the clicks. It just takes it to our link tree. It's not.
Yeah.
Like,
and I'm going to give a shout out to the people who have been clicking on Nerd Talk Plus. Like I've gotten,
thank you.
Like, I don't know if it's just because I'm the guy who reads the reviews mostly, but I've gotten a bunch of little emails or like tweets or just whatever. Yeah. People have reached out to me in several different ways. And I actually did get a couple of gifts, like get well soon gifts from listeners of our show who found us through Nerd Talk Plus, and I'm going no, please don't say anything or whatever, and they got my address and everything, so and like after me trying to sell them no, and they were like, listen, this is going somewhere, you need to just let me know. So yeah, I want to thank Jennifer for the giant bucket of popcorn that I'm still eating, and I want to thank Ashley for all the different teas and broths that she said. Now,
did you put the popcorn in your neck or in your mouth?
Oh, no, it goes right in the neck hole. Everything goes in the neck hole.
And then you pour the tea in to melt
to my esophagus. It's just like floating somewhere in like my upper arm right now.
Yeah, Siege is the popcorn man.
Literally. Popcorn.
Okay, well.
That's my new safe word.
That's amazing.
Only when I say it.
All right, well.
That.
Thank you to everyone then for who's kind enough to go through there, and I've seen zero from it, so it's
really?
I'm glad to know that it's
the
always
fact
been
that people
a
actually listen and pick up on stuff. Like, I mean, we joked about me getting my head cut off, and we kind of just left it at that, you know. And people have searched us out and found us, and I mean, I think that's really cool.
Siege, I'll tell you what a big problem has always been for me in radio. It's like been, and this has been like a perceptual thing, and it's that like I'm on an island, that I'm not, that people feel like I'm not actually reachable.
Yeah.
And nothing could be further from the truth. Anyone who gives me any attention, I immediately reciprocate, because like I love the idea of communication or whatever. Like my favorite thing is to go out one-on-one and just BS with somebody. It's like
same. Yeah,
so,
exactly.
So yeah, but that's always been a perception, is that that you can't get near me for some reason. And so
it's because you're so tall.
It's not very tall, even taller on the radio. But yeah, it's, and so for someone else to come in and be able to do that is really good. Cause, am I jealous? Of course. But like, is it good that the show becomes accessible for people? Absolutely. So, so just find us or Siege or whoever you want on the socials, nerdtalkplus.com. It's really easy.
Hit up Gregor. Gregor is a
No, that's not what this is about. No.
I know that's not what this is about, but I'm making something about this. I want people to start hitting up Gregor. He deserves as much love as he can possibly get. I'm telling you guys right now, again, if it wasn't for Gregor, I wouldn't be getting back into radio. I wouldn't be teaching at CSB. I wouldn't be like changing my life. Because of the stuff that you and I had talked about off air before, about like you talking about with physics and everything else like that, I literally signed up for like two classes with MIT this week. Like talking about the future space economy and stuff like that. Yeah. So like all these little things that like we've been kind of on similar planes about, like you've inspired me to do a lot of that, and you deserve a lot of love and a lot of credit, because this this show happens because of you and your personality, and you draw that in infectiously. And the people who think
both of the listeners approve.
All seven of them. So anybody who listens, you should not be afraid of the big, tall, scary guy. He's still in my top five gingers of all time.
Thank you.
Which I update the rankings weekly. And yeah, just don't be like, who we are on here is who we are.
Yeah, it's weird,
we're being
right?
real here. Yeah.
I had a boss once come to town, and he was thinking about how he would have to like corral me and stop me from being so weird, because no one could possibly be the way that I am. And then he met me and he was like, oh, you're exactly who you are on the radio. And I was like, yeah, it's really authentic. And he was like, all right, well, I was wrong. And I'm like, yeah, cool. So like, it's really, this is what I'm like. If you see me at the grocery store or whatever, I'm just like doop, 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 and around. So say hi. That's always, it's always a thing. Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead. Oh, I was going to say, somebody who had, last time I was out there, I was doing like a week of comedy and picked up some Sounders games and everything. It's like back in like 2021. And I had met some people out there. And somebody actually said to me that when they first met me, they were like, there's no way that this dude is like this. This is just like a personality he's putting on for
all
everybody.
Caps,
like,
tweets all the time.
Yeah. No, it was. And they were like, oh, my God. After like me being in a room for an hour with like, there was like 20, 25 people, dwindling down to like five or six or and four. And it was just like, yeah, that's him. He's just this all the time.
All the time.
Yeah, you can't stop it.
Well, anyway, just a massive gratitude as we start a new season. Hopefully next week. I think that's the plan, is that we'll have Brandon back. And then I've got a bunch of stuff saved to talk about. Like, there's a lot of good stuff out there. You know, we're losing spacecraft, and we're getting new Star Wars
Godzilla content.
Yeah, I gotta watch both of those things, the Monarch, and I gotta watch the Godzilla Minus One. I like.
Well, Friday is the season finale of Monarch, and let me see, Godzilla Minus One is, you know, out in theaters. Is it still in theaters? It might be.
I don't know, man. I tried to go see it the other day, and it was like I couldn't find it near me, and so like maybe it'll be on streaming soon because I can't wait.
God, I hope so. I absolutely loved it. I saw it three times. Like, I couldn't believe it. I usually don't.
One for each of the members of this show.
Yes. The Haiku Review.
All right. Well, thanks everybody for, you know, we would do this without you, but it's more fun with you. So it's,
It's don't big. Be afraid and to participate. We love when you guys jump in. We love your reviews, especially when they're five stars. Only if they're five stars. Yeah. If they're not, don't read them. Yeah. Yeah. But seriously, just jump in. Give us topics that you want to talk about. I mean, we will find ways to incorporate them into the show. We want you guys to be a part of this.
Do we have an audience on here?
I don't know.
I think we can. Because there's like a chat and stuff and people. Well, whatever. It doesn't. We can look at that later. We can also stream to, I don't think I'm supposed to, but I think we can also stream to YouTube if we wanted to have people talking to us there. And there's just a lot of opportunities.
It's not like offline talk. I know a whole bunch of stuff about where we can do stuff and have it on multiple channels at the same time. So,
yeah, we started a YouTube page. I haven't done anything with it yet. Well, you know, I want to be in the clip business. If you know somebody who wants to produce for free, then that's great. Again, no one is actually getting paid for this. It's part of my job to do it, but it's not like I see any, like I get paid whether I do this or not. And so it's not like I'm getting any extra money for this either. And so none of us is doing this for a sponsorship or anything. If we got one, we'd all be pumped, but that's not what any of this is about. It's purely for the sake of giggles. And so, and if you don't want to participate, like this is so corny and everyone says it all the time, but like, if you don't want to participate, then tell someone else. That's how you can participate. You can be like, I listen to this really silly pod and they're fun and funny and ridiculous and absurd. And like, maybe you should check it out too. Or let me put it on while we're in the car or whatever. You get one more person to listen. That's awesome. And it's, you know, it's, well, let us be your MLM. You know, you tell three people, they tell three people, like you can be the king or queen of your division. Okay. Maybe we should, I'm turning this pod into an MLM. That's what's happening.
There
that's
you go.
What we're really going to do.
I just want to be somebody's man crush Monday.
Yeah, great.
No, that's MCM. Sorry.
Man Crush. No, this is MLM. This is Man Lady Monday. Yeah,
my bad. You can be Man Lady Monday?
Also, I've got a question about the bearded lady, but we're going to have to get to that later because I got
to
go.
We can get to that. Did I tell you what I did over Thanksgiving? Oh, you do. You know what I did over Thanksgiving. You thought it was a bit, and then I ended up doing it. Where I went to the Showman's Cemetery. I drove across the state from South Florida to Tampa, and I went and I broke into a carnival graveyard.
Next time on Nerd Talk Plus. Anyway, nerdtalkplus.com. If you're listening now, you already know about us, and thank you. But participate if you want. We'd love that. And
tell your friends, tell your enemies, whatever. We'll take anybody.
Okay. Well, everyone hang in there. Misery can tend to love company, but that's the same with silliness, too. Like, if you need a little escape for 45 minutes a week, maybe we could be that thing where we all laugh together. So, because don't worry, we're all dead inside, too. So,
yes.
I'm going to leave you with one final thought. I saw a graffiti the other day, and it said, this is the science skeptic that I am. I'm not skeptical of science, but I'm into science and a skeptic. I drove by this graffiti, and it said, love will win. And my brain said, false, period. I was like, that's not very good. Why is that? And it was like, no, because the only thing that's really going to win is time. Time will win, because we're all going to die. So we might as well have a little bit of silly fun doing this now. And maybe that's your love. Maybe you love goofing off or whatever, but we're happy to have you with us. So, thanks a lot. Siege, anything else?
Love you, buddy.
Yeah, love you back. Mean it. There we go. I said your word.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll get Brandon next week. We'll force him. Yeah, that's our 2024 is all about forcing people to do things, right?
We're gonna force choke Brandon.
Yeah.
Ball gag him. Wait, what? No, different force. My bad.
Hit the button.
Oh, wrong button.
Double robot Brandon.
You gonna bring that butt over here or what?
Siege, I'll tell you what a big problem has always been for me in radio. It's like been, and this has been like a perceptual thing, and it's that like I'm on an island, that I'm not, that people feel like I'm not actually reachable. Yeah. And nothing could be further from the truth. Anyone who gives me any attention, I immediately reciprocate, because like I love the idea of communication or whatever. Like, my favorite thing is to go out one-on-one and just BS with somebody. It's like
same. Yeah, so, exactly.
So yeah, but that's always been a perception, is that that you can't get near me for some reason. And so
it's because you're so tall.
It's not very tall, even taller on the radio. But yeah, it's, and so for someone else to come in and be able to do that is really good. Cause am I jealous? Of course, but like, is it good that the show becomes accessible for people? Absolutely. So, yeah, so just find us or Siege or whoever you want on the socials, nerdtalkplus.com. It's really easy.
Hit up Gregor. Gregor is a
No, that's not what this is about. No.
I know that's not what this is about, but I'm making something about this. I want people to start hitting up Gregor. He deserves as much love as he can possibly get. I'm telling you guys right now, again, if it wasn't for Gregor, I wouldn't be getting back into radio. I wouldn't be teaching at CSB. I wouldn't be like changing my life. Because of the stuff that you and I had talked about off air before, about like you talking about with physics and everything else like that, I literally signed up for like two classes with MIT this week, like talking about the future space economy and stuff like that. Yeah. So, like all these little things that like we've been kind of on similar planes about, like you've inspired me to do a lot of that, and you deserve a lot of love and a lot of credit, because this show happens because of you and your personality, and you draw that in infectiously. And the people who think
both of the listeners approve,
all seven of them. So anybody who listens, you should not be afraid of the big, tall, scary guy. He's still in my top five gingers of all time.
Thank you.
Which I update the rankings weekly. Just don't be like, who we are on here is who we are.
Yeah, it's weird,
we're being
right?
real here. Yeah.
I had a boss once come to town, and he was thinking about how he would have to like corral me and stop me from being so weird, because no one could possibly be the way that I am. And then he met me and he was like, oh, you're exactly who you are on the radio. And I was like, yeah, it's really authentic. And he was like, all right, well, I was wrong. And I'm like, hey, yeah, cool. So, like, it's really, this is what I'm like. If you see me at the grocery store or whatever, I'm just like, doop, 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 and around. So, say hi. That's always, yeah. It's always a thing. Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead. Oh, I was going to say, somebody who had, last time I was out there, and I was doing like a week of comedy and picked up some Sounders games and everything. It's like back in like 2021. And I had met some people out there, and somebody actually said to me that when they first met me, they were like, there's no way that this dude is like this. This is just like a personality he's putting on for
all
everybody.
Caps, like, tweets all the time.
Yeah. No, it was. And they were like, oh, my God. After like me being in a room for an hour with like, there was like 20, 25 people dwindling down to like five or six or then four. And there was just like, yeah, that's him. He's just this all the time.
All the time.
Yeah, you can't stop it.
Well, anyway, just a massive gratitude as we start a new season. Hopefully next week. I think that's the plan, is that we'll have Brandon back. And then I've got a bunch of stuff saved to talk about. Like, there's a lot of good stuff out there. You know, we're losing spacecraft, and we're getting new Star Wars
Godzilla content.
Yeah, I gotta watch both of those things, the Monarch, and I gotta watch the Godzilla Minus One. I like.
Well, Friday is the season finale of Monarch, and let me see, Godzilla Minus One is, you know, out in theaters. Is it still in theaters? It might be.
I don't know, man. I tried to go see it the other day, and it was like I couldn't find it near me, and so like maybe it'll be on streaming soon because I can't wait.
God, I hope so. I absolutely loved it. I saw it three times. Like, I couldn't believe it. I usually don't.
One for each of the members of this show.
Yes. The haiku review.
All right. Well, thanks everybody for, you know, we would do this without you, but it's more fun with you. So it's,
It's don't be afraid to participate. We love when you guys jump in. We love your reviews, especially when they're five stars. Only if they're five stars. Yeah. If they're not, don't read them. Yeah. Yeah. But seriously, just jump in. Give us topics that you want to talk about. I mean, we will find ways to incorporate them into the show. We want you guys to be a part of this.
Do we have an audience on here?
I don't know.
I think we can. Because there's like a chat and stuff and people. Well, whatever. It doesn't. We can look at that later. We can also stream to, I don't think I'm supposed to, but I think we can also stream to YouTube if we wanted to have people talking to us there. And there's just a lot of opportunities.
It's not like offline talk. I know a whole bunch of stuff about where we can do stuff and have it on multiple channels at the same time. So,
yeah, we started a YouTube page. I haven't done anything with it yet. Well, you know, I want to be in the clip business. If you know somebody who wants to produce for free, then that's great. Again, no one is actually getting paid for this. It's part of my job to do it, but it's not like I see any, like, I get paid whether I do this or not. And so it's not like I'm getting any extra money for this either. And so none of us is doing this for a sponsorship or anything. If we got one, we'd all be pumped, but that's not what any of this is about. It's purely for the sake of giggles. And so, and if you don't want to participate, like, this is so corny and everyone says it all the time, but like, if you don't want to participate, then tell someone else. That's how you can participate. You can be like, I listen to this really silly pod and they're fun and funny and ridiculous and absurd. And like, maybe you should check it out too. Or let me put it on while we're in the car or whatever. You get one more person to listen. That's awesome. And it's, you know, it's, well, let us be your MLM. You know, you tell three people, they tell three people, like, you can be the king or queen of your division. Okay. Maybe we should, I'm turning this pod into an MLM. That's what's happening.
There
That's
you go.
What we're really going to do.
I just want to be somebody's man crush Monday.
Yeah, great.
That's MCM. Sorry,
man. This is MLM. This is Man Lady Monday.
Yeah, my bad. Man Lady Monday.
Also, I've got a question about the bearded lady, but we're gonna have to get to that later because I gotta go. But,
ooh, we can get to that. Did I tell you what I did over Thanksgiving? Oh, you do. You know what I did over Thanksgiving? You thought it was a bit, and then I ended up doing it. Where I went to the Showman Cemetery. I drove across the state. From South Florida to Tampa, and I went and I broke into a carnival graveyard.
Next time on Nerd Talk Plus. Anyway, nerdtalkplus.com. If you're listening now, you already know about us, and thank you. But participate if you want. We'd love that. And
tell your friends, tell your enemies, whatever. We'll take anybody.
Okay. Well, everyone hang in there. misery can tend to love company, but that's the same with silliness too. Like if you need a little escape for 45 minutes a week, maybe we could be that thing where we all laugh together. So, cause don't worry, we're all dead inside too. So
yes,
I'm going to leave you with one final thought. I saw a graffiti the other day and it said, this is the science skeptic that I am. I'm not skeptical of science, but I'm into science and a skeptic. I drove by this graffiti and it said, love will win. And my brain said, false, period. I was like, that's not very good. Why is that? And it was like, no, because the only thing that's really going to win is time. Time will win because we're all going to die. So we might as well have a little bit of silly fun doing this now. And maybe that's your love. Maybe you love goofing off or whatever, but we're happy to have you with us. So yeah, thanks a lot. Siege, anything else?
Love you, buddy.
Yeah, love you back. Mean it. There we go. I said your word.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll get Brandon next week. We'll force him. Yeah, that's our 2024 is all about forcing people to do things. Right?
Force choke Brandon.
Yeah.
Ball excellent. Gag him. Wait, what? No, different force. My bad.
Hit the button.
Oh, wrong button.
Double robot Brandon. You gonna bring that butt over here or what?